So what did those pictures say yesterday on the streets of Athens and inside the Greek parliament? Certainly despite the split vote approving an austerity measure, 155 to 138, with another tough vote to come, it certainly appeared to Americanize that the workers, students, voters, and more than a few hooligans on the streets did not have much voice in a process that will change their way of life for years to come. It turns out this may have been deliberate. When the European Union was established last century in an agonizing political process, political institutions were kept deliberately separate from the financial institutions. Greece can argue all it wants about issues inside its borders, but basically it has to accept the ruling of European bankers on issues that affect the euro. Is that sustainable in Europe? And how does it feel in the land where democracy was born? Joining us this morning is Liana Kanelli, independent member of parliament in Athens. She was elected under the flag of the Communist Party. How does it feel this morning, Madam Member of Parliament?
I'll tell you honestly, and thank you for the introduction, because I think that somebody understands the difference between the political rights and the financial decisions. I feel as an MP, a tourist in my country. Today, to get into the parliament from where I speak to you now, I was supposed to follow a different path and pass through at least 2,000 policemen. And they didn't have to protect me today of anything. They just wanted to clear the historic center of Athens out of the damages of an undeclared war. There is a war going on in Greece. And it's a war against the working class, against working class rights, against mothers and fathers and handicapped people, that they worked hard. If you just see the Eurostat statistics, the Greeks out of the 27 European countries are the most hardly working people. Still, they get less money, and now they have to live instead of 12 salaries with 8 salaries going to 6 salaries.
Right.
So that big companies that lend money with interest that only, I don't know, mafia would ever offer to any company, get their money back.
All right, we're speaking with Liana Kanelli, who's an independent member of parliament in Athens, and you're describing the impact of the austerity measure that was voted on this week. And I'm wondering, we could certainly debate about whether the United States, for that matter, or Greece, or any country, spends more than it ought to. But do you think that ultimately, if this is going to happen again and again in Europe, there needs to be some way for a political debate as well as a financial debate to take place Europe-wide to resolve these issues so it doesn't get to tear gas in the streets?
There is a deficit in politics in Europe. We're going back 300 years ago, where we had an autocratic situation in Europe, plus small countries around belonging to this guy or to the other guy. Now we belong to one company or the other company. Dear, the Eurozone was not a solution for Europe. The turnout of a financial and economic grouping of two or three or four rich countries that wanted to take the south of Europe as a garden with slaves working for the rest of Europe, this is not a solution and this is not a future.
So
it happened years ago, back in 1993 with the Maastricht Agreement. They said that they have to leave everything free. How can you have one market, one currency between countries that the northern countries produce and export, and the southern countries must import practically everything.
Right. Let me go get people up to speed on some of the details there. You're talking about the Maastricht Treaty, of course, which enabled the Eurozone to move forward, a very difficult treaty that was negotiated in the last century. You're also talking about the split between northern and southern Europe. Let me get clear, though, what you want to do now. Do you want Greece to go it alone here, or do you want there to be more political voice Europe-wide on some of these issues?
Look, if you don't have a political voice, and if you have paragovernmental, so-called crazy or anarchy people that cover their faces to go against trade unions, mothers and fathers that are out in the streets crying out for their rights, to shut their mouth, then you can't have any peaceful solution. People have to express themselves. Can you understand in a country that European countries now try to tell the Greeks that they can do anything but have an early voting? who's afraid of elections? Can you have democracy in a country that's afraid to have elections, and they want a consensus without elections, and parties do not agree, and then they say, you shouldn't have elections, you should agree without elections? Is this democracy? This is the Fourth Reich.
Well, let me ask you, Liana Kanelli, you know, you're saying that the Eurozone has not been good for Greece. The Eurozone did give the Greece a multi-billion dollar bailout. Let's forget for a moment and assume or imagine that Greece was not part of the Eurozone. Greece would probably still be in a financial straits right now. How would you solve it?
No, my dear. If you go back in 1980, Greece was an agricultural country. We could produce all the things that could feed the population. It was a growing country with tourism and a country that could be modernized. We have lots of educated people. We have lots of wealth, natural wealth. We've got sun, we've got islands, we've got beaches, we've got gold, we've got even oil. There is a small economic elite that took the decision and sold it out to the people because we had the threat from our eastern borders, because there was the invasion of Turkey to Cyprus.
So let me just remind people. So you're saying that the European Union decision was a bill of goods sold to the Greek people because of security issues related to your troubled history with Turkey?
Exactly, and it was just a few years after the junta in Greece, 7 years that people could not vote because the military was governing the country and Turkey had invaded Cyprus. Now in Europe, that are so proud about the Berlin Wall going down, there is still a bloody war in Nicosia, cutting the country in two.
Well, and you're describing and giving us a flavor for the debate, which is taking place on the streets of Athens, definitely not in the parliament in Athens, voting on that austerity measure, and nowhere taking place actually in the decision-making rooms that decide what happens with the euro. Liana Kanelli, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
It's Liana Kanelli, an independent member of parliament in Athens, elected under the flag of the Communist Party. She was one of the votes against that austerity package in Greece this week. Fourth Reich, a tourist in her own country. You want to be a part of that conversation? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.